Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
When did you get home?
Oh, a couple of minutes ago. I'm kind of tired.
Why are you tired?
Well, dear, I'm tired from having such a gay, happy, riotous day at the office.
Oh. Beaver wants to see you.
I'll talk to him after supper.
Oh, honey, he's been waiting since 3:30. Come on, you talk to him now.
All right. I'll go talk to him. Oh, you don't think there's anything wrong, do you?
Oh, no, if there were, I think he'd have told me first so I could break it to you gently. Dear. Dear, you didn't really have a happy, riotous time at the office, did you?
No, dear.
You just see that you never do.
Yes, dear.
Wally, do you think when I ask him, Dad'll say yes?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes when you think he'll say no, he says yes. And sometimes when you think he'll say yes, he says no. I think that's got something to do with being a father.
I hope he's in a yes mood tonight.
Hi, fellas. Well, Beaver, your mother tells me you want to have a little talk with me.
Oh, I don't want to have a little talk with you, Dad. I just want to know, could I ride my bike to school?
Well, Beaver, you just got it Saturday. Anyway, you ride to school on the bus.
But if I rode my bike, I wouldn't have to ride in the bus.
Well.
Well, sure, Dad. You can't argue with him there.
Can I, Dad? Can I, huh?
Well, Beaver, I thought you were happy just to ride your bike around here. I don't know about riding it to school.
Well, gee, Whitey Whitney's father lets him ride his bike to school, and Larry Mandela's father lets him ride his bike to school. I don't want to be the only guy with no bicycle, Father.
Just a minute, Beaver. If their fathers let them play with dynamite, would you expect me to let you do the same thing?
But I don't want to play with dynamite. I just want to ride my bike to school.
Well, I think I'd better talk this over with your mother.
That means you can't do it, huh, Dad?
No, Wally, it doesn't mean that at all. It just means that I think this is the sort of thing your mother and I should agree on. I'll let you know after supper.
Well, thanks a lot, Dad. What do you think, Wally?
Well, I don't know. You in good with Mom right now?
Well, I think so. When I came home from school today, I gave her a big hug.
Well, that might help, but I don't know if women understand bikes too good. I think it'd be better if you wanted to plant flowers or something.
What'd Beaver want?
Oh, he wants to know if he can ride his new bike to school.
Oh, what'd you tell him?
Well, I told him I'd talk it over with you.
Oh, I see. Then if you say no, I get half the blame.
Well, actually, it isn't far to school, and there's not much traffic on the way.
Oh, I don't suppose there's any danger in it, but well, I'd just feel a lot better if you kept riding the bus.
Oh, all right. But you know, I think instead of coming right out and saying no, I'll just kind of point out the advantages of riding the bus. You know, it's more comfortable, it's better in rainy weather, he's sure of getting to school on time. I think we'll find he'll just give up the idea of riding his bike.
You know, Orton, you're a very clever father. Now, Beaver, you be sure and eat all your lunch.
Okay, Mom.
Yeah, and don't go driving that thing over 60.
Now, look, son, I do want you to take it very easy and obey all the traffic rules.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah, and don't forget to lock it.
Oh, yeah, I got my combination lock on it.
Do you remember the combination?
Well, sure, Mom. I've got it written on my arm.
Well, honey, you better memorize it. It'll wash off.
Gee, no, Mom. Well, I don't wash that high unless I take a bath. Gotta go now. So long, Mom. So long, Dad.
Goodbye, Beaver.
Don't kiss me, Mom. The guys are watching. Hi, Wally.
Oh, hi, Mom.
What in the world are you eating?
This? What's my own invention? It's a sandwich with the meat on the outside.
Let me get you a plate. Here you are.
It's all gone, Mom.
Wally, don't they teach you any manners at school?
You know, that's funny, Mom. At school, they're always saying, don't they teach you any manners at home?
No. Do you see Beaver on the way home?
Nah, he'll be home. He's probably just scooping around on his bike.
Oh, dear. I hope he doesn't come home late.
Hey, Mom. How come you and Dad are always worrying about us?
Because, Wally, along with a lot of other things, we're responsible for you boys until you're 21.
Eddie says it's 18.
Eddie seems to know a lot about the law.
Yeah. He told his father that in 3 years, he's going over the wall.
Wally, what a terrible thing to say.
He doesn't really mean it, Mom. Eddie just says junk like that so his father won't know he likes him.
Is it so awful to like your father?
Well, it is when you're trying to be a character like Eddie.
If Beaver doesn't come home soon, I'm going to call your father and have him look for him on the way home.
Well, gosh, Mom, what if Dad found him in front of the guys? That'd ruin him for life before he even got started.
Hey, Larry, how come after we paid for the sodas, the man in the store told us to beat it?
I don't know. I guess because we're kids.
Yeah.
Well, hi.
Hi. Hey, kid, is this neat bike your bike?
Yeah, this neat bike's my bike.
Sure. Who do you think it belonged to?
Well, I wasn't hurting it. I was just thinking. Boy, this bike must belong to some millionaire's kid.
Well, I'm no millionaire's kid. Well, it's a new bike, and I ride it to school.
Hey, it's got handbrakes.
That's a gear shift for going up hills more easy.
Gee, I'd sure like to ride a bike like this. Do you think I could give it a try?
Give it a try where?
Just up and down.
What do you think, Larry?
Well, if it was my bike, I'd let him ride it. But that's because I'm a good guy.
Well, I'm just as good a guy as you are. Well, okay, kid, go ahead and ride it.
Gee, thanks. Boy, what a neat bike. You know, you're just about the luckiest kid in the whole world.
Oh, you didn't ride it far enough to get up any speed.
Yeah. You mean I could ride it some more?
Ah, sure you can. Canny beef. Yeah, I guess so.
Like around the block?
Yeah. And going up the hill, you could trot the gears.
Boy, thanks. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
He's a nice kid, huh, Larry?
Yeah.
You think I should let him ride my bike?
Well, sure. What do you want to be, a bike miser? You won me again, Beef.
Hey, Larry, how long did that kid say he'd be gone?
A couple of minutes.
Has he been gone that long?
I think he's been gone a couple of minutes.
He'll be back, won't he?
Oh, sure, he'll be back. He was a nice guy. He's probably just trying out the gears.
Yeah. I wish I didn't have gears. Maybe he'd be back by now.
Come on, Beef. Play me another game.
Dear. Dear, I'm getting worried. I think you should go and look for him.
Well, let's give him a few more minutes, June. I don't want him to think we don't trust him the first day he takes his bike.
Hey, Dad. Beaver home yet?
No, he's not.
Hey, Maybe he wrecked his bike against a tree. He's carrying it home on his back.
Wally, I'm sure if something happened, he'd phone us and let us know.
Gee, I don't know if he'd waste a whole dime just calling home. Well, I don't think he would.
He wasn't down my side of the street.
He wasn't down my side of the street either. He's sure been gone more than a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Last time we looked at the clock in the store, it was 25 minutes.
You know, Larry, I don't think he's coming back tonight.
I don't think he's ever coming back.
He can't never come back, because we know where he lives.
So how do we know that?
On account of he's a friend of yours.
Gee, Beaver, I never saw that kid before.
Gee, Larry, you said hi to him.
Well, I say hi to everybody.
But, gee, Larry, you told me to let him have my bike and be a good guy.
Well, I didn't tell you to be a dumb good guy.
You know, Larry, that kid stole my bike.
Yeah. You know, Beaver, you ought to go tell somebody quick.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I'm trying to think of somebody I can tell who's not going to yell at me.
Yeah, I know. Do you want me to go home with you and watch while you tell your father?
No, if he's going to yell at me, I'd rather he'd yell at me by myself.
Bye, Dean.
So long, Larry.
June?
Is Beaver here?
No, he's not, dear, and I think I better go look for him.
I knew it was a mistake to let him ride his bicycle to school.
Yes, dear, you've told me that twice already.
Well, dear, I'm not exactly blaming you.
No, you're coming as close to it as you can, though.
Oh, now, dear,
yeah. Look, would you like me to go look for the Beaver while you guys finish the argument?
Wally, we're not arguing, and I'll go and look for him. Well, so here we are.
Yes, sir. Here we are.
Where have you been, Beaver? Didn't you know we were worried about you?
Yeah, I kind of figured you'd be worried about me, but I didn't know what I could do about it.
Beaver, I gave you permission to ride back and forth to school, but you had no business to stay out this late on your bicycle.
I didn't stay out this late on my bicycle.
Well, of course you did. It's 6:10.
Dad, I think he's trying to tell you something happened to the bike.
Beaver, is your bicycle wrecked or was it lost?
No, Mom. It was stolen.
Stole?
Yes, sir. It was stole by a kid in front of the candy store.
Boy, Beaver.
Beaver, that was a brand new bicycle. To let it be stolen was an absolutely stupid and careless thing to do. What did you do after you found it was gone?
I wished I was dead.
You wished you were dead?
Yeah. I wished it for about 15 minutes. But nothing happened, so I came home.
Now, look, Beaver.
Dear, supper's all ready. Don't you think we could talk about it later?
All right.
You go upstairs and get washed, Beaver.
Yes, Mom.
Boy, Beaver, how could you let a kid steal your bike?
I don't know. I guess because he stole a little at a time.
Something goes wrong and he wishes he were dead.
Well, Ward, I remember when I was Beaver's age and I did something wrong. I used to wish that all of a sudden it would be tomorrow. And don't you dare say he's just like me.
And it was a white bike with blue trim.
It seems to me that it was more blue than it was white, dear. And it had all sorts of little doodads on it.
Look, dear, I'm sure the bike was mainly white. You know, after all, I helped him pick it out.
But, dear, it's... Come on in, Beaver.
Well, Theodore, this is Sergeant Peterson. He's going to help us find your bike.
Thank you for going to help us.
Okay, son. Can you describe the bike?
Oh, yes, sir. It was a blue bike with white trim and had gear shifts and handbrakes and racing tires, and it had a seat that said Made in St. Louis, and the handlebars were turned up, Well, it had mud under the front fender from going through a puddle.
Well, that's a pretty good description. You say it was a new bike?
Oh, yes, yes. We got it last weekend.
Well, of course, the best thing we have to go on is the registration number.
The registration number?
Yes. Didn't you take it down to police headquarters and have it registered and they gave you a little license tag? It's a city ordinance, you know.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did know about that, and I meant to register it. I guess we just didn't get around to it, eh, Beef?
You didn't tell me anything about it.
Oh, I thought I had.
Well, Mr. Cleaver, it's pretty difficult to trace down a bicycle that's not registered.
But you still think you could find it, don't you?
Well, we'll do our best. Now, if you'd give me the serial number.
Oh, yes. I'll call the store in the morning.
Well, son, looks like you had a fast one pulled on you.
Well, yes, sir. Well, I sure hope you can find my bike, because that was the first one I ever had new. I had one before, but it was left over from my brother.
I wish you'd try.
Well, I'm certainly sorry about not registering that bike. It just never occurred to me that anyone would steal it the first week. I guess I was a little careless and a little too trusting of human nature.
Well, Mr. Cleaver, I'm afraid that's exactly what our little friend here was, too. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Well, Beaver, I gave you quite a lecture about carelessness and responsibility. I guess it's your turn to give me the same lecture.
Gee, Dad, I wouldn't do that. If God doesn't want to make his father feel bad.
Thanks, Beaver. Well, I sure let him down.
Oh, honey, things aren't too bad. Even if they don't find the bike, at least it was covered by insurance.
Yeah.
Dear, does that look on your face mean you didn't get around to insuring it either?
You want to know something?
What?
I wish I was dead.
Here you are.
Well, what's this, Mom?
Oh, that's a little invention of mine. A sandwich with a bread on the outside, served on a plate.
Huh? Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny, Mom. What's the Beaver this afternoon?
Wally, we have good news. The police called and they found the bicycle, and your father went to school to pick Beaver up, and they've gone down to get it.
Hey, that's neat. Did they catch the guy that crooked it?
Wally, I wish you wouldn't use words like that. Suppose you were out somewhere. Suppose you met the president. Now, you wouldn't use a word like crooked it, would you?
Oh, heck no, Mom. If I ever met the president, I'd be too scared to say anything.
Want a glass of milk?
Yeah, a little, Mom. Hey, Mom, when Beaver gets his bike back, you gonna let him ride it to school?
Well, I'd rather he wouldn't, but if all of his friends do, then I guess I won't say no.
Well, gee, Mom, if all of his friends played with dynamite, would you let him do that, too?
Wally, where in the world would you get such a silly idea?
Dad pulled it on Beaver the other night.
Oh. Well, I hope they come home soon with a bicycle.
You know, this is a pretty good sandwich, Mom. Except it tastes better with the meat on the outside.
Beaver, what a shame. Your brand new bicycle.
Well, you know, actually, June, it isn't too bad. It can be fixed.
Well, sure. Anyway, after he had it a month, it would look like this anyway.
What's not? What are you going to say that for?
Well, heck, I was just trying to make you feel better.
Wally, why don't you go inside the house and give your mother a hand? I'll help Beaver put the bike away. Well, Beaver, I guess you feel a little bad about all this, don't you?
Feel a whole lot bad about it. They just shouldn't have found the bike. They should have found the guy that stole it. And they should have chased him and stuck him in a police car and put him in jail for the rest of his life. That's what should have happened.
Well, maybe so, Beaver. But a lot of things that should happen just don't happen.
But gee, Dad, it's not fair. Well, I got a busted bike, and he's going around knowing he got away with some without being punished or anything.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Beaver. No one ever gets away without being punished. Well, the chances are, right now, that boy's conscience is really punishing him and making him very unhappy.
I'd still like it better if he was in jail.
Well, you know, Beaver, this kind of punishment may be a lot worse. You stop and think about it a minute. Every time that boy leaves the house, he's probably afraid he's going to run into you or Larry or
Someone else who knows what he did. Every time he sees a police car go by, why, he probably thinks they're looking for him.
He could run away and hide, couldn't he?
No, Beaver. You can run away from people, but you can't run away and hide from yourself.
But he was kind of a wise guy, Dad. Suppose he didn't have a conscience, and it didn't bother him at all.
Well, if he's that kind of a boy, Beaver, he just might end up spending the rest of his life in jail.
Gee, Dad, that's where I wanted him in the first place.
Come on now, Beaver. You don't really mean that, do you?
No, Dad, I guess I don't. Because I don't even like to see guys in movies in jail. Even though I know when the picture's over, they let them out.
Beaver, I was over on Grand Avenue, and I saw that kid who stole your bike.
You saw him? You really saw him?
Yeah, and I went up and tried to speak to him, and he ran away.
Yeah, my dad said he'd do that, but a kind of his conscience would bother him.
Boy, it was something, Beef. I never had a guy that big run away from me before.
Yeah, that conscience stuff is really something. Did your conscience ever bother you, Larry?
Sure. Once when I called my sister a big ugly toad. Funny, right in my stomach.
Is that where your conscience is?
That's where mine is.
Hey, Beef, will your bike be fixed by tomorrow?
Yeah, it'll be fixed. Okay, I'll pick you up on the way to school.
I'm not riding my bike to school.
How come?
I cut on my mom.
Oh, she told you you couldn't, huh?
No, but Wally said she told him she'd rather I wouldn't. But she wasn't going to tell me and spoil it for me.
That's why you're not doing it?
Yeah. I don't want my conscience to start hurting me in my stomach.
It's hard to be the ugly duckling of the family, especially when you've got smooth, silky hair and legs that won't quit. Poor Marilyn Munster. She and her drop-dead-looking family members are coming up next on TV Land.